Tuesday night, Shara Bitochon, where we've started Perek Beis and Shara Bitochon. In Perek Aleph, the Chavis Holdovah said that the paradigm of Bitochon is that you're totally calm, you're ragua, you're relying on something else, and you're relying on the other thing, and now you're calm, you gave it over, so you're calm because the object of your Bitochon is a Baal Chesed, and he's going to do, it's worthy of relying on, and he's going to take care of this thing. In Perek Beis, he enumerates seven things that are necessary to create this, what Bitochon is, meaning that you're completely ragua. Number one is that the object of your Bitochon cares about you and loves you and wants what's best for you. Number two is that the object of your Bitochon is not involved in other things. In other words, there's nothing stopping the object of your Bitochon from indeed helping you, from implementing number one. It's not too busy, it's not too lazy, it's not involved with other things, it's not a million other things to take care of, it slipped its mind. If that wouldn't be clear, so how could I have Bitochon? Even if I know that he loves me and it cares about me, but if he's busy and he's involved in other things, so then how could I have Bitochon? Vashlish is number three, is that it's able to help me. So there's number one was loves me, cares about me, feels kindly towards me, wants what's best for me. Number two is that he's not too involved in other things. He's aware of everything that's going on in my life, no matter how, And number three is that he's able to help me. Varavius, we're starting from Varavius number four. Shehiya also shebotchem olav yodeya ofane toalios ze shebotayach olav. He knows what's best for me. Let's say you have someone that cares about me and that's involved in my life and knows that, let's say, there's a sickness and he's very, nothing can stop him from doing what he wants, but he doesn't know what medicine is good for me. He never went to medical school. He doesn't know what medicine is good for me. So he's going to write me out a prescription. It's not going to do me any good. He knows, so how can I have Bitochon? I have Bitochon if the person knows the ofane toalios eshaboteach olav. He knows what's best for me. He knows what's good for me. He knows how to do it. He's able to. Lo yeyole mimenu mashemasim lo b'mistorov uvenigleihu. Sometimes what's best for us is not always nigla. Sometimes it's best for the neshama. Sometimes it develops your character. Sometimes it's like you don't realize it's good because of the whole series of chains of events. You just see now what's in front of you. So you think, oh, this is terrible, this is horrible. But if the object of your Bitochon is aware of Mistorov Uvenigleihu, Umashiyeshbo Tekinos Matsovo, so then you can have Bitochon. If you call Mashani Adea Zos, Lo Teiroga HaNefesh HaBoteachol of Machmas Kach. Again, this is a list. You can make up your own list. It's a logical list of the things that you require for having Bitochon, with the meaning of Bitochon being that I'm Ragua, I gave it over. So number four is that he knows what's best for me. He knows what's my toelis. He knows how to do it. Now he goes backwards. When you have the following, because he wants you to memorize it, so he goes backwards now. When you have Hayadiyah B'Toaliyosav, that was number four that we just learned. Hayacholos Alkach, that was number three. V'chozik Ahashgochabo, that was number two. V'Hachemlo Olav, that was number one. Yachzak B'Tchonu Olav B'Li Safik. Then you can have Bitochon. So those are the first four things. Number five, V'Chamishis. Sheyezeh Shebotchim Olav. Mesuralo, how do you know the object of your Bitochon can handle it? There's many different types of matzovim. There's a person when he's young, and a person when he's old, and a person when he's alone, and a person when he's with a family, and there's a person's ruchnius, and a person's gashmius. All sorts of situations. So you're not going to be ragua unless you feel that the object of your Bitochon can handle any given situation. שזה שבותכם עולה מסור לו לבדו הנהוגס הבותח עולה מרשס היולסו. So this already cuts out everybody with Hashem, but he's still just talking about logical definition. From in every matzav, I won't be calm unless I feel he can handle any matzav. So you would need meireishus hayolso v'hitpatchuso v'yamkuso v'na'aruso u'bacharuso v'gilhu amido v'seivoso atzof inyano. So then he has a track record and he can handle every situation, and I feel confident that he indeed can handle every situation. So then, if the Boteach is clear and convinced kihukach that all these five things are present, then this would create Menuchas Nefesh, Vihishanu Olav, and relying on it, Machmas Mashe Kodam Lo Olav, meaning the earlier four things, Mishefa Hatovos, Latualios, or Ritzufos. Since there's a track record, and I see that he provided for me, and he came through when I was an infant, when I was a teenager, when I was a young adult, Vihazeh Mimashe Gorem Chizuk HaBitochon Olav. So if I see that he's, so then you can be calm, and then you can have bitachon. So number one is that the person cares about, the object of your bitachon cares about you and loves you and wants what's best for you. Number two is that he's involved and is aware of what's going on in your life. Otherwise, he won't be stirred to help you. You can't rely on him. He doesn't know really what's happening. And number three is that he's capable. Number four is that he knows, it's not a question of capability, but he knows indeed what's good for you. He knows what medicine you need. He knows what's good for you in the Shema. He knows. And number five is that he took care of you and he has a track record in every situation. So there's no new situation that didn't happen yet. So who says he can handle that? That's number five. Vashisha's number six. Sheye inyan aboteach kulo mosu lezeh shuboteach olav. That there's no one else involved. Let's say you have bitachon in something, that's the object of your bitachon, but there's someone else also that could help you or hurt you. Chavis is pointing out a very deep insight. Maybe it's not so deep, but it's something we don't think about. If someone can lend me money, but there's someone else that could lend me money, then I won't fully have bitachon on the first one. Because I have, you know, if it doesn't work out, I have the other person. So I'm not fully relying on the first one. So I'm not truly relying on the first one. Because I have a pas pasalo. It's when I have no eitzah, and then one person, then I'm fully relying on him. So here he's saying to really, really rely on someone. And again, rely means I'm calm. So certainly there's no one that could stymie what he wants to do for me. That we all understand. Because how could I be calm if there's someone that's going to counteract his efforts and not let him help me? So I can't be calm. But he says there's also no one else that can help me but him. Because if there's someone else that can help me, I won't fully rely on him. Because in the back of my mind, I have a fallback position. So I'm not really relying on him. Here it's not a question of nervousness. Here it's a question of the essence definition of relying. I'm not really relying on him. Because I have pas pasalo. I have a fallback position. So he says, Vashishis, sheye inyan aboteach, kulo moser lezeh, shehu boteach olav. V'lo yuchal acher lahaziko, no one else can harm him. V'lo laholo, and no one else can help him. So he's fully relying, right? That's what he was talking about. What do you need to be able to fully rely on X? So you need that there's no other Eitzah other than X. The Ramban says it in Chumash that the Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, when they realize they have no one else to turn to but Hashem, and they didn't have any other Eitzah, there's no one else that can help them. That was when... That's what kicked in they're turning to Hashem, and that's what kicked in the geula. V'lo yuchal lahetiv lo ulasalek mimenu dover bilti rotsui. No one can help him and take away something that's not good for him. Zul also, except for this object of your bitachon. Ke'eved hakolu b'mokum sogur b'shus rabo. Imagine an eved in a jail, in a locked room, in the reshus of his adon. So no one else can give him breakfast. No one can do anything to him. He's completely in the reshus of his master. So that eved, if you want to have a picture of someone that's fully relying on someone and he has no one else to rely on, so you think of this eved that has no one to turn to but his master to give him breakfast and lunch and supper. Simoya boteach b'shus also shu boteach olav ba'ofen zeh. Then, if I am in that situation, in other words, I consider myself to be b'shus, the object of my bitachon, fully and completely, and no one else has a say in the matter, neither in good or in bad, then we could say I'm fully relying on the object of my bitachon. Otherwise, it's not true. I'm not fully relying on him. So those are the first six things. He's going to say over now the six things.
First one is that you have to take the second thing, you have to go.
He's aware of everything that's going on in your life.
Third one is that he's capable of doing it. He's capable of doing it.
Good. Number four.
Fourth one is that he's always.
He knows, Taka, what's good for you. Yeah, if someone writes me out a prescription and never went to medical school, I'd be pretty foolish to rely on him.
If one is that he was carrying on with me, when I was like, Gilamida, it's gone, oh, it's nothing new.
All situations he already handled, he can handle any situation. Very good. And number six is?
Is that, six, but we said it right now.
No one else. There's no one else around. Right. And now number seven, Vashvius. This is very important, number seven. Because everybody that you talk about, Bitachon, has the same question. But maybe Hashem's mad at me. Maybe I did something wrong. How can I rely on Hashem that I'm going to get this job? How can I rely on Hashem to get me to Yerushalayim? How can I rely on Hashem to get me this job, or shidduch, or friend, or money, or anything? How can I rely on Hashem? Maybe Hashem wants to punish me. We spend the whole day learning about punishments. So maybe Hashem wants to punish me. How can I rely on Hashem? None of it's the way you think of it is not true. Hashem will always do what's good for you, even if you don't deserve it. Now, sometimes it's true. Sometimes you don't get what you want because it's really not good for you. And there could be a variety of reasons why it's not good for you. Then we go back to number four, that he knows what's good for you. But number seven is, and this is one of the seven, you can't fully rely on someone, it's a psychological insight, that you won't fully rely on someone unless you are convinced that he will do for you even if you don't deserve it. It's a murdika statement to say that that's one of the seven things. Because everybody walks around feeling, you know, guilt. Everybody has guilt. Everyone feels that they don't deserve good. That if the guy only knew that yesterday he did something to him, so he wouldn't help me. So like maybe he's going to find out what I did to him yesterday. So no, he's going to help me anyway. He is a chanun v'rachum, and he's going to help me no matter what, even if I don't deserve it. Vashviyas sheheizeh shebotchem olav v'tachlis hatov v'tachlis hacheseb l'mi sheroi l'kach, to someone who deserves it, u'u l'mi sheino roi lo, and to someone that doesn't deserve it. V'yetuvo rotzuf, constant, v'chazdo l'lo afuga. This is way beyond number one. Number one is he cares about me and he loves me and he wants what's good for me. This is that number one is like b'li gavul, b'li tachlis, even if I don't deserve it, like the way, the closest we come to it really is the way a parent feels towards a child. A child can be, can do all sorts of naughty things, terrible things, and the parent is full of love, and it's not by coincidence. The parent to a child is reflective of the way Hashem feels to us. That's why Hukshuk Voidam Lakovid Amokam. That's, you know, the earthly model of Hashem's hergeshim towards us is a parent's hergeshim towards the child. It's not just like, wow, what a coincidence. That's the model. That's why there's the din of kibud and a din of mora and a chiyuv of hakaras hatov. The parents are many abishta, so to speak, like I'm the child. So he says, look, if you want a picture of number seven, he doesn't say it, this is what I'm saying. If you want a picture of number seven, you should think about parents and children. Lo mukuta, lo mufsak. Remission is gatsubo kol eile, mashe is karnu liyel, nishlamo tnoi habitachon. Has all... And again, you can make your own list. There's nothing to do with Hashem. This has to do with definitions. With the requirements to have true bitachon will be these seven things. If not for these things, then you won't. Your heart's going to go thump, thump, and you're not going to feel capable of fully relying on whatever the object of your bitachon happens to be.
One tell us something that seven doesn't have.
What?
Does one tell us something that seven doesn't have?
I don't know what. One describes that he loves me and he cares about me. I don't know. Haremishin eskatsubo kolele emashe eskarno liel nishlumbo botanoi abitochon v'chova al komi sheyeda azos. Then it doesn't mean an obligation. It doesn't mean chova from the word obligation. He's not talking about obligations. He's talking about, like you say, mechuyev hametzias. He's talking about it would be necessary. It would be not obligatory. The word is not obligatory. The word is, like you say in Hebrew, you say the mechayev. It's it doesn't mean obligates. It follows. It would have to be that way. It would be muchroch hametzias. That you would be boteach on this object, the yeroga olav, and you'll be calm. Benigleu uvesisro, meaning deep down. We're not talking about faking it. We're not talking about piercing the bitachon test, getting 100. We're talking about in your heart of hearts, you're truly rogua. You're truly relying on the object of your bitachon. The libo, the evorov, the yismaser liritzono. You will then be filled with a love of the object of your bitachon, and you will want to do his will, its will, because you want to find favor in its eyes so that this relationship should continue. V'yakabel mishpato beratzon, and if things don't work out the way you want, but you've internalized that this object of bitachon loves you and cares about you and wants what's best for you and knows what's best for you, and you go sometimes to a shiva. I'll give you an example. You go sometimes, like the worst possible case. You go to a shiva. I went to a shiva yesterday. The most tragic, you know, situation that could occur. Like, you know, a child has died. Like, just terribly, terribly tragic. And everybody's crying. And it's like, it's really a heavy scene. Very bad. Now, if you would imagine, and you're supposed to be Masavil, of course, you know. But now, let's say they found a petek from Shemayim that the person was supposed to live for 18 years and 3 months and 2 days. And that's all. They found the petek, and it was signed by Hashem. I think they would feel misnachem. They wouldn't be happy, but they would say, oh, you know, here's Beferish, you know. Says he was supposed to live for 18 years and 3 months and 2 days. What do you know? Boom, bang, wow.
So if you question them right now, they would say that's true.
Right, so that's my point. Now there's no petting. But a believing Jew is supposed to believe it. A believing Jew is believing that it's not shot. The truck driver was drunk, or the robber was a murderer, or he didn't look both ways, or the truck skidded on the rain, or, you know, all the things that cause tragedies. Or the doctor didn't operate correctly, or they didn't find the cancer out on time. All of these things that people naturally think. So of course you're misabel because of the loss and everything, but there's a certain nechama. You have to know if the person's holding by hearing the nechama. But if the, I'm just giving it as an example. He says, "V'yikabel mishpato beratzon." If you're convinced that Hashem's taka in charge of everything, he's not even talking about Hashem yet. So I'm a little jumping the gun. But you know, I just like have this case, so it's on my mind. You know, if you would believe, you know, we're believing Jews. If we would be convinced that it's this was the Mishpat Hashem. So you say, you know, okay, but of course it is the Mishpat Hashem, and we know that. Like we know that even without the petek, but it's not in our heart of hearts, because it's too much, you know. Because we see the doctor messed up, and we see the truck driver was drunk, and we see this and we see that. So we see what we see. So you know, but that's it's all fake. It's all that wasn't really the cause of the death. The cause of the death was when the kid was born. There was a petek that said how long he's going to live. So the kabbal mishpat the barat. So knowing that that's what's best, you know, sometimes it's good. You talk to anybody that was sick. I don't know anybody, but you talk to most prim people, serious prim people, who were really, really sick. Then when they recover, Bezus Hashem, they say, you know, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. They do. You know, they feel their lives changed to the better, and they feel closer to Hashem, and it turns out it was a good thing for them. He gave me permission.
Where is he? Is he him? He's not here now.
But he gave me resources to always use him as an example. Shraga. Yes, Shraga, do you wish it didn't happen? He won't be so. He won't say, of course I wish it didn't happen. He's not ready to say that. I mean, of course he wishes it didn't happen. So why do you daven to get better when you're sick? You're davening that you wish that whatever's supposed to happen, whatever tov is supposed to grow out of what happened, should happen a different way. You tell Hashem, I'm not strong enough to withstand the nisayon. Maybe I could do it without suffering, right? If you not everything has to be through suffering. So you turn to Hashem and you say, let it happen without suffering.